This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One big domino still out there in the NFL free agency world. You got teams waiting to make decisions at quarterback, and it all centers around the egomaniac himself, Aaron Rodgers. What's he going to do? As we sit here more than a week into free agency, you can find news stories that have connected him to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And New York Giants could use a quarterback. Sure, connect some dots there. But the most interesting one, John, especially for us in the NFC North, is a potential return to the division, the Minnesota Vikings. What do you make of the potential of Aaron Rodgers?
It seems very Brett Favre-ish because that's the same. I just can't get around the weirdness of what that feels like if he continues to follow the same path of franchise destination that Aaron Rodgers, going from the Packers to the Jets to the Vikings. And I'm not sure what it is that he is after if he does go to. Now, I understand the franchise is why. If you go to Minnesota, you're going to have a much better offensive line than you would in Pittsburgh. Now, in terms of wide receiving core, yes, Justin Jefferson I still think is one of the top, if not the top receiver, top two. Maybe it's the combination of Jefferson and Addison along with Hockenson. But then you look at Pittsburgh, DK Metcalf, and what's the kid out of Georgia?
George Pickens,
right? They do have a good tight end as well. So you're going to have, good receivers to throw the ball to. The Giants, like, I don't know why he'd be connected to the Giants. I don't know why he'd want to go to the Giants. That to me is like an absolute disaster.
You're
not
going
to be protected. You have one receiver to throw the ball to. You got no running game. And that's where I think the Minnesota Vikings, they do have a running game. But the question is, they just drafted J.J. McCarthy, number 10 overall. Are you going there? Can Aaron Rodgers go there and be a quote-unquote mentor? Is he going there? Are they telling him, hey, you're going to be the starter? Does he just sign a one-year deal? Is it going to be 2 years? And then, hey, year two, you're a mentor? What are they doing with J.J. McCarthy?
It would be odd because they used a high draft pick on J.J. McCarthy, and everybody thought, boy, he's got all the tools, and now you've got this offense. You hand him the keys. Do you really want to burn 2 of the 4 years on that rookie deal with him not playing? Yeah, I think that'd be odd. In terms of Aaron playing for the Vikings, I think it would be so much fun to have him back in the division because Kirby Joseph is his father and will likely pick him off at least 2 times. And it's beautiful, John, because when he was in Green Bay, he called the Lions that team, and that team flipped the script while he was still in this division. No, I wouldn't be concerned.
I think you're underestimating. I think Aaron Rodgers, is he still a top 5 quarterback? No. Is he a top 10? Probably not. But I still think he is, given the right circumstances, a top 15. Now, I don't know how much you could take away the weirdness and how much, but weirdness isn't necessarily going to win or lose you games. It's how does he relate to his teammates? How does he work with his teammates? And I think there is major questions, but if he figures that out, if he solves that equation, He could be a major problem if he goes to Minnesota with a coach like Kevin O'Connell.
And I respect Kevin O'Connell, but you said if he goes to a good situation, that was the belief when he went to the Jets. They had Garrett Wilson. They even gave him Devontae Adams. They had Breece Hall. They used free agency and draft picks on the offensive line. Their defense at the time he arrived
was
very
garbage.
Good. My point, though, is when he arrived there, the thought was they're a quarterback away. They're a 6-7 win team with Zach Wilson. Aaron's going to elevate them to at least a playoff team, maybe even a Super Bowl team. And then we fast forward to a car crash of epic proportion. Like they were no good. And to absolve him of that is wrong. He was a part of the problem.
So then be
the problem in Minnesota. I can't wait.
I'm not ready to sit there and say that Aaron Rodgers can't win in Minnesota and can't be a key cog. Do I think he wins a Super Bowl? No. Do I think he could win a division? Yeah. With that defense? Yes.
With the Lions?
Do you want me to slow down for you?
No, I'm just not understanding
it. I do believe he could win the NFC North. Is that clear enough?
No, I just want to make sure everybody else heard that too. We didn't watch the same guy last year.
You were big on the Jets going into the season. I know I ribbed you a few times.
No, I wasn't because I thought there were coaching issues. There were bigger issues than just Aaron Rodgers. Was Aaron Rodgers a part of the problem? Absolutely. Do I think he's forgotten how to run an offense? Do I think he's forgotten how to throw a ball? He can't throw it like he used to. He might not be able to be as elusive as he used to. You're going to have to protect him. The Vikings have invested in the offensive line. They could protect him. The Vikings have one of the best receiving cores from tight end to receiver plus a run game. They're not going to have to rely on Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago. They just needed him to be a top 15. They need him to be better than Sam Darnold. Is he better than Sam Darnold?
I honestly don't know at this point in his career. I really don't. Boy. I don't. Wow.
Well,
So given the option of signing Sam Darnold as your starting quarterback or Aaron Rodgers, who do you think gives you the best chance to win?
For Minnesota, because they already had continuity and stability, Sam Darnold. And I know what I'm saying.
I don't want to hire you as a GM at all.
The right answer is to go to your rookie quarterback who you just drafted in J.J. McCarthy. If you have to bring Aaron Rodgers in and hold his hand, just skip
the
experiment.
That's not the question. The question is, can Aaron Rodgers still be a successful quarterback in the NFL?
I think he's done.
And again, no possibility of him being able to go there and win.
You're talking about a division where the Detroit Lions still preside, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Do I think the Lions still win the division? Yes. Do I think it's a major concern if he is the quarterback in Minnesota? Yes.
Do I think as a Lions fan, I'm licking my chops at the possibility of playing him twice in a season? Absolutely.
I think you're the Jets was an epic disaster. Part of the problem was Aaron Rodgers. Part of the problem was ownership. Part of the problem was the front office, the coaching staff, and the disaster from top down that organization is and has been.
But, John, I'm surprised by this. Not that I think he could have success. Like, this is such a weird dynamic here because Darnold had a better season last year. Statistically, his QBR was like 10 points
higher.
And
John would point out he was on a better team,
and that's
which is fine.
With a better OC.
Right.
Yeah, but how quickly does Aaron Rodgers try to get somebody fired at this stop? I mean, that's who he is.
That's the thing. The dysfunction he brings. Can he completely wipe his hands of that, put his ego aside, and basically go be a game manager? I don't think that human being is capable of that. I think he's gone down such a road from the type of person he is to where he is now. Is he going to stop McAfee? Like, if I'm Kevin O'Connell, because that's the word, is that really it's up to O'Connell here to a degree. Do we want to get serious about this or not? I could ruin everything I've built here because I'm bringing in somebody that can bring a toxic nature.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, you guys,
it's a risk. There's no question about it. I'm not denying that.
Well, ask yourself the question here. We think Aaron Glenn is a good judge of character. He said, "I want no part of Aaron Rodgers."
He wants to start fresh with his own guys.
But is that not a red flag? They don't have some path to a quarterback. And even they said, "You know what, dude?
I'm not a big enough jackass that I don't want to have you part of the organization." Aaron Rodgers is a good guy.
But that matters.
Yes, it does matter. But does he feel like, I mean, he is one of the most self-centered individuals. Is he also looking at it going, "You know what? My last 2 years in New York, maybe my last year in Green Bay, did I somehow tarnish my legacy? Can I bring that back by swallowing my pride for 1 year, going to the Minnesota Vikings and with this receiving core being protected?" Like, I didn't think it was going to work to begin with, in part, and I said this when he went to the Jets, that offensive line was absolute hot garbage. And what happened? What, seven plays into that season, he was under duress, blew out his Achilles. And I don't know that he was necessarily fully right last year. I do think there is a world, however unlikely, that he is able to swallow his pride, be a game manager, and win a lot of games with Minnesota next year.
So there is at least some concern if he goes in the division.
Yeah, I think it would be irresponsible not to look at that as a concern.
You guys let us know. We got calls, 248-539-9797. It's a domino that's still waiting to fall. Aaron Rodgers, maybe a Viking. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.